With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate failing again to pass government funding and ending the shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It was deja vu on Capitol Hill as two votes on funding the government each fell short of the 60 votes needed to advance. The same measures failed last week, which prompted the shutdown and the furloughing of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Republicans and Democrats continue to blame each other for the impasse, but President Trump said the two sides are discussing the sticking point of extending health care subsidies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Talks between the Israelis and Hamas still on in Egypt for Tuesday. Here's correspondent Sam Mednick.
After 2 years of devastating war in Gaza, there is some hope at a breakthrough. Israel and Hamas are in Egypt meeting with mediators to discuss U.S. President Donald Trump's plan. But there is still a lot of questions and uncertainty, and there is no clear way out. While Israel has clobbered its enemies in the Middle East, it hasn't achieved its war goals in Gaza. Hamas has been weakened, but it's not defeated, and there are still hostages that remain there. Hamas has said that it is willing to release the hostages, but it hasn't addressed the issue of disarmament, something that Israel has demanded.
Federal regulators are approving the creation of the Texas Stock Exchange, which is expected to launch 1 year from right now. The Dallas-based exchange has the backing of numerous large investment firms, and stock exchanges are private institutions where stocks, bonds, and other securities are traded, connecting supply and demand. We are learning more about a massive tornado ripping through North Dakota a few months ago. Experts say the twister upgraded to the top of the scale EF5, excess winds 210 miles per hour. This is SRN News. A pro-life group plans to spend millions of dollars in a key 2026 Senate race.
Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, said it's adding North Carolina to the list of U.S. Senate races it's targeting next year. The group is committed to spending $4.5 million in an effort to defeat Roy Cooper. He's a former Democratic governor who's running next year to replace retiring Republican Senator Tom Tillis. SBA previously announced it would put the same amount into each of the two other Senate races in Michigan and Georgia. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside that Michigan church when her father and three other people were killed says she and the gunman locked eyes during the chaos and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Lewis says she was able to look into the man's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She said she instantly forgave him. This is SRN News. Well, a couple of banks are tying the knot. Here's Rich Thomason.
Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. The buyout will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with roughly $288 billion in assets. Fifth Third says the combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and will greatly solidify its position in the Midwest. It's anticipated that over half of Fifth Third's branches will be located in the Southeast, Texas, Arizona, and California by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
AMD announcing a deal to supply its chips to OpenAI for building AI infrastructure. That agreement includes providing high-performance graphics chips for a total of 6 gigawatts of computing power for OpenAI's next generation. More details, srnnews.com.